That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 1st of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1449, Mongols captured the Emperor of China in what is known as the Chumu Crisis, following a massive invasion of China by Mongol forces. The Chinese had an inexperienced and poorly commanded army of 500,000 on their side, but starting in July of 1449, were decisively worn down and crushed by a Mongol force of only 20,000. By the morning of September 1st, the Mongols had the remains of the Chinese army surrounded and wound up killing the high-ranking Chinese generals and court officials and capturing the emperor himself. The emperor was held for ransom for 4 years, but the ransom was never actually paid, and the Mongol leader eventually just got sick of holding on to him and had him released. In 1532, Lady Anne Boleyn was made Marquess of Pembroke by her fiancé, King Henry VIII of England, on September 1st. Of course, only 4 years later, Henry was already sick of her, as he had a way with his wives, and had her indicted on trumped-up charges of adultery and treason, and beheaded. King Louis XIV of France died after a reign of 72 years on September 1st in 1752, the longest reign of any major European monarch, even longer than our own Queen Lizzie, who is only coming up on 66 years herself, although she is the longest reigning English monarch. 1804, Juno, one of the largest asteroids in our solar system's main belt between Mars and Jupiter, was discovered by the German astronomer Carl Ludwig Harding on September 1st. 1st September in 1880, the army of Muhammad Ayub Khan was routed by the British at the Battle of Kandahar, ending the Second Anglo-Afghan War. Our neighbours to the north, Papua New Guinea, were made an Australian protectorate on 1st September in 1906. This lasted up until the Whitlam government, when they voted to become an independent state of Papua New Guinea and attained independence on the 16th of September 1975. 1912, the golden wattle was declared Australia's national flower, but only declared as Australia's official floral emblem in 1988. 1914, the last known passenger pigeon, a female named Martha, died in captivity in Cincinnati Zoo. The Great Kanto earthquake devastated Tokyo and Yokohama on September 1st in 1923, killing over 100,000 people. It was the greatest disaster ever suffered by pre-war Japan, not helped by enormous fires that started following the quake, including a fire tornado that engulfed one former army depot in downtown Tokyo, where around 38,000 people were incinerated in one go after taking shelter from the devastation. 1951, the ANZUS Treaty between Australia, New Zealand and the United States, binding Australia and New Zealand and separately Australia and the United States to cooperate on military matters in the Pacific Ocean region, was signed in San Francisco on today's date. And finally, in 1974, the SR-71 Blackbird set the record for flying from New York to London in a time of only 1 hour, 54 minutes and 56.4 seconds at a speed of 2,310 kilometers an hour. That's fast. That's seriously fast. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Frank Morris, one of the few men to ever escape Alcatraz prison in the United States. He was born on this day in 1926. After his attempt, he and his fellow prisoners were never found after escaping. So who knows, maybe he's still out there somewhere celebrating today. Lily Tomlin is 78 this morning and self-help guru Dr. Phil is 67. Some famous musos for you as well this morning. Country superstar Conway Twitty was born on this day in 1933. Miss Gloria Estefan is 60 this morning. Saxophone player Boney James is 56. Actor and musician Craig McLaughlin, formerly of Neighbours and Home and Away fame, is 52. Another Neighbours star and muso, Natalie Bassingthwaite, is 42. Joe Troman of Fallout Boy is 33. Darren Hume of Evermore is 30. But we are going out on this track this morning. This one going out to Barry Gibb. Formed his first band, The Rattlesnakes, with his brothers Robin and Maurice. the same band that would go on to become the disco and psychedelic rock powerhouse, the Bee Gees. Guinness World Records list Gibb as the second most successful songwriter in history, just behind Paul McCartney. He's 71 today. We're going out on one of their many unmistakable classics, Tragedy, for this day in history on 2SCR 107.3.